Telephone.
You're listening to The Phone Show.
You want to go on phonelosers.org?
Telephone.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
You're calling 12 o'clock at a fucking midnight, damn it!
Telephone. And phone losers, let's go. Breathe Jesus in. And Satan out.
Telephone.
You've got to be crap on my ball.
Telephone.
Act as this cocksucker.
Telephone.
No, I did not order no roof.
Mildred's in complete agreement with me.
No, I'm not in no agreement with you.
No, I have a recording of you being in agreement with me.
No, you don't.
Telephone.
Line on the air.
Hey, everyone. We're on the phone show. Hi, Gunner.
Hey. Awesome.
I can barely hear you.
I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah. No, it was my fault. So, Gunner's here in the studio with me.
Yeah.
Evie's here, but...
I don't know what she's doing.
Right as the show starts, she took off. She's trying to sabotage.
She is having yet another stillbirth.
Yes.
Yep. Evie always does that. And she uses Windows.
The Gunner may not be the father of.
Yes. Okay. So, Matt, have any of those seizures lately?
No.
Thank God. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Brad.
Matt, I hate you.
Yeah, I need to find out.
I hate you too, Gunner.
I don't like your face.
Gunner.
I don't like yours either.
Gunner,
I don't like your hat.
I'm just kidding. I love you.
Did you listen to the Jason Heckathorn episode like 2 weeks ago?
No.
So you don't know anything about Jason Heckathorn?
No. But
shit.
Still my favorite episode in the last 2 years.
That's how good it was.
It was Rob's. Fucking epic.
What kind of fan am I?
Yep, you pretty much suck. Well, like, he's this crazy guy. I'm not going to explain it. He's insane. We did like an entire hour on him because he's so insane. And he's a listener. He's probably listening right now. So hi, Jason Heckathorn.
You might be calling.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Brad.
Jason, call into the show. 505-796-4020.
I bet if someone puts up a Craigslist ad for child pornography, he'll definitely call in.
If you want to look at our...
I would.
If you want to look at our beautiful mugs, Brad also has the Ustream up. So.
Yep. So go to cactiradio.com/chat, I think is where it is.
Fap away.
Or
an analyst here. I'm a shitty netbook that can only handle a program at once.
Hey, Gregulate.
Hi, this is David.
Hi, David. I don't get it.
Hello.
David Malatesta.
Yeah.
You're a special one, aren't you? Are you?
You guys didn't even listen to the ending of the
show. Oh, no, we were kind of like doing other things, if you know what I mean.
Wow. Yeah.
So we listened to like,
I don't know what you mean.
Parts of your show.
Sodomy.
We had to set up a couple of things because it's like a different setup. We had to move chairs and we had to move the keyboard over here so I can do shit like this.
And Gunner moved my chair, if you know what I mean.
You better abuse that all show long, Gunner.
But I did like the show. It was a good concept. And we were listening to the music and stuff.
So. If nobody knows what we're talking about, like, we played Gregulate's new show on Cacti Radio right before this show. So that's what that was, if you don't know.
Yeah, so, if you don't know.
Yeah.
But people tend to hate Gregulate.
That's not true at all. Everyone loves me.
Also in the studio is Evie. Hi, Evie.
Hello.
Hi, Evie.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good. I'm conscious and breathing.
Yay.
So that's good for me.
That's always a plus.
Did you almost die?
So, Gregulate, are you going to start doing your own show, like, all the time?
No, I think it's going to just be random. Randomly.
So, like...
Random intervals.
Monthly or something?
Yeah, probably. Like, once or twice a month.
I see.
Yeah.
You got a lot of Greg U haters out there?
Well, Laugh Track and I want to show them. Laugh Track and I want a show to compete with the Fun Show.
Yeah.
The Funner Show.
You guys should.
Fuck yeah.
I feel like it won't take much work.
No.
Yeah. And it's, you could just have me shitting and it'd be better than the fun show.
Just make one successful prank call and you should be better.
So pretty much the only thing I have planned is this whole Jason Heckathorn update, which I'm going to wait for Haywood to call in to tell me about it, because there's been all kinds of crazy new Jason Heckathorn updates. It seems like every couple days, Jason, I'm getting messages from Haywood telling me like new crazy things about Jason. I think he's just lying, making it all up.
Really?
No, I don't.
You can try to call this.
It's really like bad shit crazy.
Hey, have any of you guys gotten the new Firefox? Firefox 4?
I did.
I have. That happens to me, too.
Yes. Ever since I got it, I can't use TinyChat anymore. Like, every time I try and connect it, it crashes the browser. Or it crashes
That happened to me, Flash. Too, actually. I didn't know it was Firefox.
Can you use it, though? Like, can you get on the camera?
I use stupid goddamn Chrome.
I'm going to try again. Crash. I'm not allowed to be on TinyChat anymore. Gunner's running the soundboard, so...
It's because you're on Windows Vista.
He's going to be worse than Anne was. last week was the anniversary of me doing a show. This week is the anniversary of the phone show, I guess.
Official.
Holy shit.
So 2 years. Also, 1 year ago... 1 year and, like, 20 days ago, Evie first came into the studio.
Woo!
Yay, Evie.
Oh, my God.
Gunner doesn't feel that deserves any
applause
at all.
Happy birthday, Evie.
Thank you.
It's also William Shatner's birthday. He's 80 today.
The anal birth of Bert.
The anal birth.
Is there a boo? There's no boo.
I hear that's the most hardcore gay roughie you can get. Where a guy shits out a bird stuffed animal.
What?
I don't feel good all of a sudden.
A guy shits out a what stuffed animal?
A bird. Bird doll.
Like Bert and Erner? Oh my god.
What the fuck?
I'd be into that.
Yeah.
Next time I come to Chicago. Well,
my buddy Yankee Slave's trying to get a hold of a copy of it.
Oh, there's an actual video.
Yeah.
I think Brad probably has that. He's got a lot of weird stuff. Just looking around his place.
Yeah, as do I.
Gunner, what's the weirdest thing that you see around you right now?
Within
reaching distance.
Brad Carter.
The framed picture of JonBenet Ramsey.
It's actually pretty cool. It's like this large cell phone advertisement thing. And it's like this gigantic cell phone. And earlier I was talking on it.
I'd point my laptop camera at it right now if I could get on TinyChat, but I can't.
He doesn't have anything weird. He has a lot of cool stuff. He has this like crazy...
Oh, you haven't seen The Room yet.
Oh, God. I did see some like bodies and stuff. Like when I was trying to use his garbage disposal, there was like all kinds of weird shit coming out.
Oh, that's nothing big.
But he has this crazy like programming unit for switches and stuff. It's like this briefcase. It's amazing.
It's that thing I put on YouTube.
I've seen it.
That thing is official. It's like some fucking CIA thing.
No, it's not. It's fucking telco.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it on the plane, you know, if I fly anywhere. It looks like a fucking... Alright, I'm not gonna go for it.
I wanna go to like downtown Portland and run up to somebody and set it on the ground and like type stuff into it real fast and then run away.
And run away.
Yeah.
And I don't think he has kids. I think it's just a front. He's got all this kid stuff around. But I think he just has all these like Legos because they're his. He doesn't actually have kids.
Legos is the only reason to have kids.
And he hires actors to play his kids whenever he has them on, you know?
Yep.
I thought he just put on children's masks.
I'd like to hire these child actors.
No, it's a pretty cool place though. He's got a nice pad.
Have you looked out the depth?
Gunner, you don't have to lie. This place is a dump. Seriously,
it's a dungeon.
I haven't seen the Deathkinney yet.
I was
the Deathkinney.
Yeah, there's a balcony they call the Death Gate because everybody who
goes I saw there, that video.
Yeah.
Haywood says he's going to call in soon, but he's not home yet. So, yay.
I have a door to nowhere on the 27th floor.
You should,
that's a death game.
That, you should, that you, is just thrilling.
Can you use it? Like use
yeah,
it.
I closed myself out there.
So. I was trying to get you to, like, you know, die.
Yeah, go, no. Matt, go use the death doorway.
Go kill yourself.
Oh.
No, don't do it, Matt. Don't do it. Rattle. You should make a call.
He also has this thing.
Suicide. Don't do it.
He has this thing right next to me. It's like this control unit, and it's got like printer, Sirius. None of that stuff works. But there's one button that turns a black light on and off next to his monitor. So it's really cool, so, actually. But all it
and it's labeled the 1980s.
Yeah. So, and oh, there's also a button here that turns the black lights on under the desk.
Yeah, those are retarded.
When you turn on the black light, does it show stains everywhere?
Yeah. There's one that says, yeah, disco. Like, you turn it on and this disco ball comes down and there's all this, like, moody music, you know? Like, wow, chicken, wow. So... But, yeah,
but instead it plays Sesame Street theme song.
Exactly. Because that's
oh my God.
And on that note, we're going to music.
No.
Oh my God.
Hey, A-Freak.
Hey.
What are you doing?
I am listening to you.
And drinking milk in bags, right?
That, yep, pretty much every day, 24/7.
Goddamn Canucks.
Yep. That's me.
Yeah.
Do you put a little nipple on it so it feels real?
Yeah, it kind of makes it easier to down the milk that way.
Yeah. That's hot.
It's pretty much hot, man. Kind of like, you know, you just twist the nipple around a little bit. It feels pretty good. Mm-hmm. Now it is.
Haywood's saying he's not going to call in now, but he better. Because I have nothing else
planned. Because of Gregulate.
I scared him off.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dick.
Sorry, guys.
Take that.
Ouch. I felt this.
You got me ready for a nap. And I don't really care about the cute thing your cat did. You're killing my boner.
Holy shit.
Hi there, legend. You're on the air. Legend.
It's God's lonely man.
What you doing, legend?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're great. Do something really exciting for the show.
I'm waiting for the special report from Haywood.
Yeah, fucking Haywood. It's good stuff. Like, I don't know if he can talk about some of it, but it's funny. I don't know, just the fact that he's probably listening to us right now. He messaged some mutual friend of his and Haywood's and told this girl that like he found us because I don't even remember. It was crazy stuff. I can't think right now. You know,
he found his old self. Why is he looking for his old self? That's not him anymore.
I don't know. Wow. Even when I don't know if it ever worked in Safari Tiny Chat, but it doesn't work now. I am using like an experimental version of Adobe. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Can you just launch your old version? Like, do you still have it on your computer?
Maybe. I don't know how that works.
Just find that.
That sounds really difficult.
Go to applications. Click on...
It's just not going to happen.
Have you tried...
Yeah.
You have a call. Please hold while your call is being connected.
Try it in Safari.
Welcome to hostnumbers.com. If you are an existing customer, please press 1. To learn more about our services...
I don't know what that was. They called in.
Okay.
Fucking thing sucks.
Nobody wants the records. Well, I don't care. You're killing.
Was that ODB?
Yeah.
That's positive attitude.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Come dumpster.
Nathan Whitley.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 573.
Yeah. That didn't work out too good.
Get her in the club and she's knocking back shots. So I'm thinking I was in when she gets me aside. Says I'm too tipsy to drive, so can you give me a ride? Now we're back at her place and I'm petting the kitty. But I mean that literally. She's watching Sex in the City and it's on TBS. There ain't even nudity. That's a pretty shitty thing for you to do to me. And I don't really care.
So you just admit it. You dirty rotten son of a bitch.
That's a hard ass Larry.
No.
What do you mean? Hey, hey, Brandy.
Yeah.
What you doing? Can you speak up? I can barely hear you.
Hello?
Hi. What's up?
Yeah.
What you doing?
Nothing.
Really? Why not?
Who is this?
It's Brad and Matt and Gunner and Evie.
Yeah.
Who?
Brad and Matt.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. Hi.
Hey, Brandy. I really like your photo. It definitely... highlights your wonderful hair, and there's also just the right amount of cleavage. And I think the glasses are cute, too.
Yeah.
Brandy?
I'd like to stain them.
Brandy? Brandy?
Who is this?
Do we want to call this kid who looks like
your
he's 10?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
We should call him pretend 7, like 8, Justin 5, Bieber.
7, 1, 3.
He won the Justin Bieber lookalike contest.
Okay. Let's call this kid. Ugh, I keep hitting the wrong keyboard.
Where the fuck is 7 or 6?
Please leave your message for 7, 0, 6. 6-1-5.
That makes no sense at all, you killing.
Yeah. Let's remember it's positive, not miscellaneous, but nobody's paying. No mind what you're saying, as long as it's...
No, I'm gonna, yeah, because I'm not going to my, like, April horror convention.
Oh, okay.
Just
so I'm gonna start tucking money away.
And you're definitely going, right, Evie?
Yeah.
Yay.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Jamie.
Nothing. What?
What you doing?
Nothing. Who is this?
It's Brad and Evie and Gunner.
Hey, Jamie.
And Matt.
Hey. And Matt.
What's up?
How you doing, sweetheart? You still get down like you used to?
What?
Sorry.
Do you still get down like you used to?
Who is this?
Hey, you can drop the attitude right now, Jamie.
This is Matt.
We have a radio
tell
show.
Tell that fucker to tighten his leash on you. Okay?
We have a radio show, and we're giving away $500. And so we just saw your number, and we decided to call you. Brad, why don't you tell her about the details of the
Jamie? You need. This is Brad. You need to sing for us your favorite Michael Jackson song to win the $500. Jamie, come on.
Here we have.
We have some. She's scarf. She's like that's the Michael Jackson.
Hi, Jamie. She's just picking up and hanging up now. Yeah, Haywood says he's going to be home soon and call, so yeah, that's something to look forward to.
Playing your name in a chain that's gold plated, and leasing a whip to portray that you made it. It's all about perception and the way you convey it. Downplay that you're lame and stay in your mom's basement. Go to your DJ and exclaim your new favorite.
Okay, we're calling a guy that's selling a wooden eagle that doesn't look like an eagle. And Gunner's talking.
Okay.
$25. Give him hell, Gunner.
Does it have his name?
No.
I'll get you his name.
I don't need his name.
But it'll be funny.
Bra.
Hello?
Hi, are you selling the bald eagle carving?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
On Craigslist, there's a wooded American eagle for $25.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Did you make it yourself?
Actually, we have two.
Which two do you have?
Actually, it's the one that I posted, I think that's the biggest one, and then there's a little one that's a little shorter than that.
Oh, okay. What kind of wood do you use for that?
I'm not too sure. Hold on.
Let's get to the facts of the matter. Come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
You know, I think it's pine. I'm not too sure.
What?
I know it's not a local. I know it's not a local wood.
Oh, but you carved it?
No, actually, it was given to us. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
So it's like
the rim shot really makes it sound. Rim shot really makes
no
it.
No problem at all.
It makes it sound more official, doesn't it? It just, totally can't tell that this was just a prank, right? When people over here are hitting the rim shot button,
it's ruining.
Is there a rim job button? Because a bunch of douchebags up. What kind of studio is this? Man's trying to do some fucking work over here.
Hello.
Bunch of assholes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Let me give you my manager.
Okay. You guys are calling for the eagle, right?
Yeah, we got the eagle.
Duh.
Okay.
Sorry. So, should we just come down and pick it up, or what do you
okay,
want?
Okay, we're not a studio. We're a private owner.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a shop or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that was given to us about a year ago, and we're kind of just cleaning up our
Is Nicholas there?
I put it on Craigslist.
Is Nicholas
is
there?
Is that a drug debt?
Man, fuck this. It's ruined. Here, just stay there. Stay on the line, though. We're interested in the eagle. But you guys fucked it up.
Who fucked it up?
Oh, you hitting buttons and shit. You sons of bitches. We do still want the eagle, though.
Oh, she's gone.
That lady is...
Evie wants me to call back.
I'm not even going to try anymore.
Evie wants me to call back and pretend
I'll
to be a...
I'm getting to the punchline, and what? It's just fucking...
I was trying to make...
Sons of bitches.
I was trying to make everything she said sound like a joke.
Well, it wasn't a joke.
I'm serious.
Don't desecrate the American Eagle. It looked like someone... like it doesn't even look like an American Eagle, you know?
It looks like driftwood.
Yeah, she doesn't even know what kind of wood it is. She's like,
is pine maybe?
I'm quitting the show.
No, don't quit.
Thanks a lot. This is my first and last in studio appearance.
Shit.
Bunch of assholes.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
Cut
this
your
whole
throat.
Yeah, I'm gonna go kill myself.
Die on his watch.
Yeah,
you're gonna go throw
Jump
yourself off
the death canoe.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Land on Quest's property.
Tell Jesus I love him.
Land on the barbed wire between our properties. Well, I'm going to try and call this lady back. And
She has T-Mobile as her phone carrier. And I think we should tell her that T-Mobile is being bought out by AT&T. And
yeah.
Her phone bill is going to be increased by
$400. Yeah, you guys should do that. Go ahead. Don't tell me to talk and then... Go ahead. Just do your thing.
We're just trying to make it better.
I'm not going
to
push any buttons over here. Go ahead. Trying to make it better. Was that bad?
Button. Who's got the button?
Matt, you should be on my side about this.
I am.
They're just ruining it.
Someone's calling from Mississippi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Anthony.
How you guys doing?
We're fine.
Laugh track, Matt. You're my favorite.
Thanks.
You're awesome.
Are you related to Pablo?
Pablo Sandoval?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, could I speak with Nicholas Mendez, please?
Speaking.
Oh, this is Paul from AT&T.
Yes.
And I just wanted to let you know that we're calling up all our customers and letting them know that T-Mobile has, you know, purchased AT&T. Wait, no, that's the other way around. And, you know, your phone bill is going to be going up by $200 per month. And we just need to make our
jerk yourself off in the mirror and go fuck yourself in the ass.
We need to make our customers aware of this, sir.
Fuck you.
No, Nicholas, listen, I'm going to disconnect your account.
When I try to fuck myself, it gets hard and it pops out of my ass.
That guy was awesome.
Yeah, he was great.
I can't call him back, though. I'm trying. Okay, here
you
go.
Fuck you.
Why don't you look at yourself in the mirror? And what did he say?
Jack off. You fucking bitch.
The typing makes sound so much more bizarre.
Hey, Nicholas. Nicholas? Nicholas?
What the fuck do you want? Who the fuck is this?
I don't appreciate being hung up on, and I'm going to increase your phone bill by $300.
Hey, you know what? You do what the fuck you like do, bro, okay?
Okay,
bro.
Why are you man up?
Hey, I'm not your bro.
Who are you,
bro?
What's your name?
Hey,
you sound really tough on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You harassing, bro, now, okay?
Hey, you know where the Walmart is.
I'll catch you. What Walmart? Yeah,
you know, yeah, the one over there. I live by you.
Yeah.
Dude, I've known you for a bit. Just come on down.
Yeah?
Down
you
want to
get it on, baby?
Yeah.
Meet me in the cosmetics aisle, motherfucker.
There's a red light special right in front of the Walmart, buddy.
Yeah. So you go fuck yourself. I find out who you are.
Yeah.
I'm going to whoop your fucking ass, bro. You fucking
You can't
outie.
Whip anyone's ass.
Okay.
You pussy.
I have a Tuesday night special on kicking your ass.
You fucking howling turtle bitch.
One more call to that guy.
I always say that because there's a Walmart.
It would be even better if you said it was 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight.
Please leave your message for 808.
Hack it.
Probably the whole house.
You're not supposed to say that.
What you doing? Really?
Rustling up some cattle.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Eating chicken fried steak, drinking Lone Star and Shiner beer.
So
I'm touching myself.
I'm going to go visit Tron after the show, by the way.
We should both go to his house.
Okay, we're going to go over there.
We should go pick up Tron and then go visit Jason Heckathorn.
Yeah. We should make a whole, like, we go to Mildred's tombstone.
Mr. Bishon's calling.
What's crazy is the whole Tron and Jason Heckathorn thing is doable. Because they're, like, on the way to your house. You know, to Evie's house, I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Let's do it. Right now. Let's quit the show.
All
right.
We can just broadcast from our phones.
Stupid fucking Haywood. He's not even going to call in, I bet. I'll give him a few more minutes.
We should be someone's tech support.
Yeah, we should. What do you mean?
Like, call somebody and tell them that we are their tech support that someone has paid for them, and they get an hour starting now.
Okay.
So to go get their, they get 15 or 30 seconds to go get their laptop or whatever that's having problems.
And then we'll send them to Lemon Party.
Oh, nice. All right. It'd be awesome.
Let's figure someone out to do
Does
that.
Does Lemon Party still work?
Hey,
I don't know.
This guy's.
I got a break.
I totally heard everything.
It's an awesome song.
Hey, what's the Walker guy's phone number?
We'll just say them all over there, right? 808.
Oh, wait, hold on 1 second. Hi, Bishon.
Oh,
808.
Hello.
Oh.
Mr. Bishon.
How's it going?
187.
Nobody write that down.
Already done.
Shit.
I think we're right next to each other. Maybe I should just write
What
it
are we
down.
Saying? Or the tech support? You should do it, Evie.
Oh, God. No, no, no.
You can do it.
No one believes women.
Yeah, they do. Everybody does.
It would be like, get back in the kitchen.
You can, and actually say, wait.
Oh, this isn't the tech support call. This is the AT Walker thing.
Yeah. walkers. So this is you again.
Hello.
I was calling in about the walkers.
Yes.
Are you still have them available?
Uh-huh.
And are they the same, or do you have different kinds?
I think I have, like, what, two? You showed them a picture?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see. The picture's kind of dark, though. There's, say some water on the ground or something. Is that the right picture?
I'm not sure. Yeah, there's two of them, anyway.
Oh, okay. So,
don't lie.
Are you still, can I pick them up sometime, or?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking for something that I can kind of, I was going to dress up sort of like an old man and then stroll around. And then when I get close to somebody, I could use it for, like, blunt force head trauma. So I'm kind of looking for something really sturdy, so I can kind of really inflict some blows, if you know what I mean.
All right.
Yeah. So is it? Do you think it's like thick steel? Yeah, definitely. What's your address? I'll come by.
I don't give up my address when you're ready to come.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I've got the money right here, so I'll just come by right now.
Where are you coming from?
I'm in Makakilo, so just
all right.
Commanding.
Where you want me to meet my mom on Market?
I have a GPS. If you just give me your address, I can come down.
No, you want to meet me at my mom on Market?
Yeah, sure. Let's meet there. Do you have any women or something you could bring with you?
Bring women?
Yeah, just a girl, someone. Someone.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you a fucking freak or what?
No. I'm totally normal. I just like to go around in walkers and hit people with them.
What are you fucking people?
Just bring the.
Are you good, Johnny?
Do you have like a wife or somebody? What?
Huh?
I'll meet you.
Johnny from this.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Meet
the fuck out of here, you fucking dummy.
Meet me at the market.
We want to come to your house, sir.
Yeah.
We want to buy the walkers.
I'll come to you. I'll come on you.
Oh, yeah, I'll come to you. What do you say?
Give us your address right now.
Just give us the address.
We want the address. Oh, I was trying to get his address so we could,
like, you freak him out and then get his address.
Yeah.
No, we should get their address.
Like, hey, your house looks like this.
What are you, some kind of freak? Yeah, but the thing is that I told him I beat people with walkers, and he was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I was like, bring a woman. Yeah. He was like, you freak.
Yeah.
Like, you could kill people with walkers.
Just not women.
I was just saying maybe you could bring one. I wasn't trying.
What's this?
Same guy. Let me say something to him real quick. Wait, so his name is Albert Pedro.
Hello?
Hey, Albert?
Hello?
Albert?
Who's this?
What's with all the noise? Can you turn off the noise?
Who's this?
I was calling about the walker. Hey, listen, do you live on the Farrington Highway? Or do you live on Wayne Chia Street?
Who's this?
I'm calling about the walker.
What's your name?
Is this Albert?
What's your name?
I'm asking a question. Is this Albert?
Hey, fuck you, bro.
No, hurry.
I asked you the question. I asked you the question.
No, I asked you first. Do you live on Farrington Highway?
Yeah.
Really? Or do you live on the Wayne Chia Street?
No, I live on Farrington Highway.
Awesome. So I'm going to come over right now then and get that walker.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'll be there in a minute.
Okay, cool.
No, you're lying to me. I'm positive you live on Wayne Chia Street. Oh, he's gone. he does. That's actually his phone number right there.
Oh, wow.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Why don't we call his neighbor and say that there's a...
Her name is Destiny Goodrio. Goodrue.
Jesus. Might as well be covered up, sir.
She has Dougie on her picture.
Oh, that's weird. Why? No, nobody's answering. What the hell?
You act like this is new.
No, I mean, like, it just disappeared. It didn't stay on.
Brad, do you want to do that phone show song? Where we pretend like we know the words? And, no.
Your call has been forwarded to TELUS Mobility Voice Messaging Center. 2-2.
Fuck you, news guy.
Hey, plug in the new phone. I want to use the old phone shit. You know?
This one?
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll reach over there.
I don't care.
It is plugged in.
Just
I think.
Give it a reach around. I don't know.
So if people are watching on the camera right now, we have this amazing old-fashioned telephone thing that Gunner's speaking into.
Yeah.
It's like a princess phone from the 40s or 50s or something.
It's amazing.
It sounds awesome. I'm going to start doing
the
show with that.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm taking that back with me.
It sounds spinny and neat.
Shut up. It's got like a cone, like a little cone you speak into, you know?
You know, Matt, you know?
You know, yeah. Alright, I'm over it.
Good, it's loud. It makes noise in the...
Oops.
Alright. I say we call the iPhone people and offer them tech support.
What iPhone people?
The jailbreakers.
They're professional jailbreaking.
All right.
Let me send it to you on Skype.
Okay.
You're a Skype.
Your mom's a Skype.
They're in Hawaii. So I always look on Hawaii for anyone who's looking to prank call. Hawaii's like, you know, their time zone is way behind. So they're up late. So we just go on Craigslist and look up Hawaii.
Yeah, they get the tsunami waves before the rest of you.
Gunner, how'd you find out about PLA?
When I was 15, my friend...
You're like 25 or something right now.
24,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
My friend found, you know, knew about it. And
you're
was
just a baby.
He was listening to the prank calls, and he showed me the website, and I started reading it and stuff. So I've been kind of off and on, but I've known about it for a while.
Okay.
That's my
interview
in my
portion
basement
of the show.
Tripping balls.
Oh, nobody asked you, Matt.
Yeah. Sorry.
Who is this? Oh.
It's iPhone people. Oh, are we off the air? No, we're on the air.
iPhone unlocked, guy.
Hello. This is Cactus.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here to do your tech support.
Yeah, I think you might have the wrong number.
Oh no, someone told us that you had a Linux issue that you were trying to work out, and they prepaid for service today, and we were wondering if we could give you a help with that.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the wrong number. I don't use Linux.
Oh, you don't? What do you use?
I don't use Linux, I know that for sure, and I do my own tech stuff. I'm not sure who would have done that, but yeah, you've got the wrong number. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. This is definitely the right number. I'm sure of it. They paid for it already, so we might as well go ahead.
Well, there's nothing to troubleshoot.
808-635 or 636?
No, this is 636.
9966? Yes, you're the right person.
Well, who are you supposed to be speaking with?
Well, I'm supposed to be speaking with you, apparently.
Sorry, there's none of troubleshooting.
What operating system do you use?
I use Windows 7.
Windows 7?
Yeah.
Don't you do jailbreaking?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, this is actually Apple, and we're going to be confiscating your Windows 7 machine here in the next hour. So be expecting someone to be knocking on your door, and please don't leave the house.
Confiscating it under what rights?
Under mine.
I
work for Apple.
Okay, and again, Apple's confiscating my Windows 7 machine under what rights?
Under our rights. We have our own rights. We're Apple.
Okay, well, the DMCA actually made jailbreaking legal.
Oh, right. Yes, that did happen, but we don't care.
Well, that's cool, because I don't give a shit. I'm not giving up anything.
Okay, well, we'll be at your door in an hour.
Alrighty, goodbye.
Thanks.
applause.
Oh, you gave her like the small applause.
Yeah.
So mean.
The golf clap.
It's polite.
All right, breaking news. All right, so I guess, you know, Haywood's not going to call in, so fuck him. I'm not going to be able to say any of this. Okay, so with Jason Heckathorn, I think Haywood went into a bar, he saw Jason Heckathorn.
Do you need just message it to me and I can say it?
Yeah, that might be best. I'm not having a good time reading.
There's also two other people sitting next to you, like, so if you need one of us to read it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. He walked into a bar. He was really drunk. This is Haywood. He went up to Jason Heckathorn, and he's like, "Hey, Jason, get any interesting calls lately?" And Jason flipped out, and the bouncers came over because Jason just, like, flipped out and was going nuts and Haywood says he was jumping up and down. He always says that about Jason. I don't know if that's, like, slang or if he's literally jumping up and down.
I imagine that he really is.
And then there's another even more hilarious part that I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about, so I guess I'm not going to, but it's even better. So maybe next week Haywood can call in and give me the okay to talk about this. And then there's the fact that Jason's listening right now.
Just call him.
Okay, yeah. let's end the show now.
I think if he doesn't
call... I don't have his number anymore.
If he doesn't call, then you say everything. So it's just that's the policy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I can't read it from here. But,
let's just read blogs.
Okay. Yeah, let's read.
Daphne Oram's audiovisual music synthesizer from 1957.
Awesome.
Is on Boing Boing currently.
Yeah. Hey, let's broadcast Brad Googling.
That would be awesome.
Broadcast like 666 YouTube.
Oh, God. Is that all those people would come on the show and just say their show over and over and over again?
Oh, those people at the very beginning.
Bishon?
No, Bishon.
No, I tried to.
It was like Legend Bishon and Tombstone, and they PBX411.info.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that site still exists.
It's Tombstone just disappeared.
Yeah, he got a girlfriend, and nobody ever heard from him again.
Dude, we need to get, like, me and him talking, so just so you can do the Odd Couple music once.
PBX. Was it called PBX? Oh, wait, there it is. PBX411.info.
Yeah, so anybody that's...
Oh, and it's gone. It's like, this domain expired. Oh, let's steal it right now.
Yeah, let's register domain on air. First time exclusive.
I'm not going to do that, but just so everyone knows, PBX411.info is available.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you should go purchase it and put something fun on there. I'm sorry. I turned down the thing. So should we just end the show?
I want to hear me and Toomsy talking with the Odd Couple.
Well, let's see.
I think
if
you should like answer a bunch of people now. Let them on. Just fucking open the floodgates.
Oh, nobody's really calling anymore. All right. I think people like
people start calling because I'll make Brad answer it, and then it'll just be this crazy clusterfuck of people trying to talk.
Here, I'm trying to call Tombstone right now.
No, I'm not taking over.
Take over, Gunner.
I use my words. I'm gonna social you.
Shit, not that. Let's see if Tombstone answers. I've got this song to play already. Hey, Cameron, Blondie. Hey, Cameron.
What's up?
Vision. Hey, Freak is calling. Come on.
Oh, okay, see how many people we can get in here.
Who cares?
Yeah, okay. Hey, everyone do interesting things, because we're famous.
What's up?
We stopped giving a fuck. Okay, go on. Tell stories about shit.
I'll tell a story.
Give us some Jason Heckathorn updates.
All right, go. Hey, Freak.
Do it.
Tell a story.
1, 2, 3, go.
Razor. Okay, I'll tell you a story about the time I caught a fish. The fish just, like, came out of the water.
Not this story.
Yeah. It's fucking terrible.
It was an awesome story.
Did you catch him with a bag of milk?
Yes. Totally cowed him with a bag of milk.
I used to fish on my lunch break at Lucid Technologies, and there's this giant carp that I was so hoping wouldn't catch my lure because these two little hot rods were going out of the canoe. And I was like, if like this fish gets on my line, I'm going to be scared of it.
Does that count as sexual assault?
Oh, dude, there's this weird guy named Fernando that works with me. And he was like, we used to walk around the riverbanks, and he's like, hey, man, maybe you and me, we find the rape scene.
What's your story, Bisham?
I am a retired military veteran. I'm just living on a pension right now, and I'm a big fan of the show, calling in to make all the crank calls and all the kids happy.
I see.
Are you really retired, Ben?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I believed him until you ruined it.
So you're actually just a kid hiding behind like a postcard with a cigarette?
No, he's not a kid.
That's me.
He's a girl.
Bishan's my buddy.
No, I know. I like Bishan. He's cool.
Cameron Landry. Landry. What's your story?
What's my story?
Yeah.
I don't really have a story. I'm just kind of a random guy who just enjoys the fun calls, you know? I've been listening every day for quite a long time, or every week, rather.
What's your role in all this?
What's up?
What's your role in all this?
What's my role in all this?
Yes.
Oh, I don't really have a role. I'm just the guy who listens and tries to make any sanity out of it, which is not worth
He's
much.
In the right
but
place in the right time.
There you go. Yeah.
Can you sing a song for us?
Like a song?
What kind
of song do you want?
Any song. What's your favorite song? Or a like, happy birthday
Possibly
or something?
Possibly something by Slayer.
Yeah, it was some Slayer.
I could play.
Kind of reminds me of the drive-through bit.
You could beatbox. Yeah, I don't know.
Sing to the drive-through worker.
Here's some backup music for you.
Yeah, everybody sing. Yay.
You should just let everybody on here and everybody will sing at the same time.
Yeah, let's all sing a song
Angel
together.
Of death.
With the delay.
PLA chorus.
Yeah, there you go.
When I die.
PLA choir.
Yay, we're the PLA.
Did you know this? The plastic. They make the plastic out of the corn and it's called PLA.
I didn't know that. I was not aware of that.
I'm in this environmental science course, and they keep talking about this great, fantastic new product called PLA. I can't take it seriously. I'll get you some sound bites. I'll email you some clips from that.
Of the teacher talking to you or something?
Please do.
Well, they have these videos from, like, the Corn Growers of America Association or something.
Corn
where they're saying,
grower.
Yeah, they're saying PLA is this fantastic product that will revolutionize the world, and it's... everybody bursts out laughing in the class who actually knows what the PLA is.
You should educate everyone in the class.
That's awesome.
So everyone can understand the joke.
But as soon as the teacher leaves the room, you know, that's what goes up on the overhead of the projector. Great.
I like everybody your story. I like your story the best. I wish it was true.
Do you like get like accosted by the rest of your fellow students for doing something like that?
What, for liking PLA?
Yeah.
You know, it's about a 50-50 thing. Those of us that actually like messing around with that kind of stuff.
Let's face it, no one really likes the PLA.
Exactly.
I got stuffed into three lockers since my last call-in.
Oh, our lockers are too small.
Why? Who's been doing that? Give us their names.
Most Americans can't fit into a locker, so that's a feat in itself.
Well, that's a plus of being an American now, awesome. You know?
Jeff Anderson, what's your story? Quick, we need your story.
Speak up.
He doesn't have a mic, I guess.
That's Jeff, where are you?
That was brilliant calling into the show then.
He's like, if I call in...
You're a bona fide genius.
I don't have a 26-second delay. Yay.
Some guy on dial-up wants to join in. He's somewhere.
The Canadian guy?
I hate him.
Yeah.
He can go suck a dick.
Dial-up on Skype? That
sounds...
The Canadian guy's kind of scaring me, actually.
Bye, everyone.
So what did you learn today, Brad?
Oh, I forgot to ask everyone that. I don't know. I learned I probably just should have not done a show like I planned to before you guys came over.
Really? I thought it was... I mean...
Oh, no, I'm kidding. It was a fun show.
Oh, you were kidding. I can't tell.
So were you surprised that I'm black? Since you met me today?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people usually are. I don't look black in my photographs and on webcams.
Now that I'm next to you, though, I think I love you.
Wow. Let's turn off the camera and, yeah. You know. You know.
No, I really don't. Can you put it into words?
No. Okay, let's just go.
Okay, I'm going to go over here and vomit.